Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 12th and final round.
Right hand, Golovkin steps in and down he goes again. Unbelievable! Mayweather makes him pay. What a rookie mistake. A sensational left hook by De La Hoya.
It's facts. I'm the best. You know what I mean? Sometimes I don't want to believe it myself, but it's the truth. I'm the best.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
From Southern California, this is the Last Round Podcast.
All right, on location bonus show of the Last Round Podcast here at the Fantasy Springs Casino in Indio, California for, would you call it an upset, Mike? Alvarado over Cancio?
Going in, I think it would be an upset.
I think it was an upset. I think Cancio was obviously the favorite. We actually have a guest, special guest here, who's going to discuss the fights. He's been around the fight game for quite a few years, at least since I've been around. I've been coming to fights for the last, 5-6 years, and he's one of the only guys I've seen for like the last 5-6 years. So you just started a new YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, I did. It's called Little Giant Boxing. I hope you guys can subscribe. And I'm out there posting daily, it's a little struggle at first right now, but, I'm going to keep grinding. I'm not going to stop.
So if you're wondering whose voice that is, it's going to be familiar to the Southern California boxing scene, especially Constantino Garcia. Who you worked a lot with, Fight Hub TV.
Yeah, Fight Hub. Before that, I used to work with Ellie. But yeah, it's been like the past 4 or 5 years with the past 4 years with Marcos, which is Fight Hub, yeah.
And now you have your own YouTube channel.
Now I have my own. It hasn't even been a month, but it's off to a little rocky start. But hey, I'm going to keep going.
Keep going, man. Keep going. We get it. We understand. So, let's just jump right into it. The co-main event of this evening, I like to call him Kanzu, even though that's not how you pronounce it. But he gets the W, the decision over Manny Robles III. It was kind of like there wasn't that much action. They were going back and forth. What'd you think about it?
I thought it was a good fight, fun fight. I think Kanzu stole the show for sure. I honestly expected Manny to win that fight. Mm-hmm. Maybe not easy, but I expected him to win. But, man, that guy can fight. He throws punches and bunches. A little bit of reminiscing of Leo Santa Cruz as far as the punches. He's just relentless. Mm-hmm. It was a good, fun fight.
You can see going in, looking at the records, it was probably going to go 12 rounds. And I think one of the things, he brings with him is a good support. He was bouncing, really, in Fantasy Springs because of everyone was kind of kicking the seats, lots of banners everywhere. So, he brings a traveling crowd. So I think, he'll often sell out places, so Golden Boy are definitely going to use him.
Absolutely. Do you think, because I was telling Mike this during that fight, and it just felt like Manny Robles was just like, he didn't pull that trigger to that next step. Did you think that, or was that just me?
I kind of saw that too, yeah. It's like towards the end, though, you got to admit, Kanzu, he came on strong.
Yeah.
He closed the show, and he kind of put the stamp right there on the W. So, but yeah, I did feel like... Mm-hmm. Maybe he came on a little too late, Mm-hmm.
Like, I was looking for that pop behind those punches throughout all 12 rounds, and, I was just waiting and waiting. And, because he wasn't necessarily outclassed completely, I wouldn't say that, because he got some good shots in there. But I just felt like, he could have had his foot on the gas a little bit more. But, I don't know, I think he was just trying to play it safe, and he ended up losing, unfortunately, but... I was telling Mike it would have been a cool moment for his dad. What if his son gets a world title and then he's going to the Ruiz Joshua fight in Saudi Arabia?
I was thinking the exact same thing. That fight's in 2 weeks. I don't know. It's interesting. It goes to show you how highs and lows this boxing is. You never know. Look, he's coming off. I thought he was going to be in the corner cornering him, but it surprised me seeing Rudy Hernandez there. But it was shocking to me for him to lose. And what's interesting was Tomoki Kamita, the Japanese Mexican American,
who was in attendance.
I spoke to him earlier. He's like, I want to fight the winner. So there's a lot of fights he called at Warrington, but
I'm not surprised about that.
And that guy can fight. He can fight. He doesn't have a lot of pop, but he can fight.
I think that would be a step too far for him. I think
Warrington.
Yeah, I think Warrington would win. I think it's a step too far for Kanzu.
He's English, that's why.
But I think Warrington, they're very similar fighters, like you touched on. The Leia Santa Cruz style, they throw a lot of punches, haven't got necessarily too much knockout. Warrington got a knockout on his last fight, but I think he's a lot more heavy-handed than Kanzu. And I think early on, Kanzu would throw some punches. Warrington would, think, you know, I can take these, and I think he'd end up walking him down and finishing him.
And respectfully, I think it'd be a big fight in the UK, but, you know, maybe Shakur Stevenson and might steal that fight from Zanku and fight Warrington.
No, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, Kanzu's fans were obviously here with all their flags. Over here, from where we're sitting, they were over here on the left side. I can see them the whole entire night just in anticipation, waiting for him.
You know what's interesting? It was a different kind of flavor of, like, audience as far as, like, cheering. Like,
oh,
it was cool. I was into it. I was like, yeah.
There was a mixture of different people.
Yeah, I wonder what they were saying, but it sounded like they were hyped. You know, there was, like, only, like, maybe, like, 40, 50 of them, but it sounded like 300 of them.
No, absolutely. And I think they announced that he's the only world champion in boxing from China at the moment. Is that true?
That's true.
That's correct.
Wow. Because I didn't know that. I was like, are you sure? Because, you know, I thought about Inoue, but he's Japanese, so... but, you know, he's obviously has the support. I'm sure he gets a lot of mainstream media attention in his country of China as being the only world champion from that country.
And you know what? He needs to go over there to China to fight. I had the pleasure of going to China when Pacquiao fight Algeria and Brandon Rios. And there's a lot of fight fans out there.
Really?
You know? Yeah. So I'm pretty sure, you know, he came out to some hip-hop song in China.
tonight, right?
Exactly. Yeah. He could get some fans behind him. I'm telling you, he has something. Because even to me, it's like, I'm like, what's going on over here when he's coming out to his little hip-hop song? I wonder what.
Because even Top Rank are trying to corner that market.
They've taken Ramirez
fight out there.
Fight. Yeah. I thought that was kind of interesting.
That was interesting. I didn't see that one coming. And you know what? Freddie Roach didn't tell me, but his assistant told me that they're going to have a fighter that Freddie trains fight in China. So, I mean, hey, look.
Oh,
looks
wow.
like they're tapping into that market.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, right now you reaffirmed that there's a lot of fans out there for the sport. So, and I think Bob Arum has actually said that in past interviews. He's like, yeah, there's a market, an untapped market out there that we don't take advantage of. So, you know, I could see it. You know, it's kind of ironic to have a Hispanic and a Ukrainian as a fight, as a main event. But, I mean, yeah, that's a start. You know, they're trying to corner that market. And, you know, transitioning, obviously, to the main event here, the rematch was from this was from a rematch from, I think, December 2015. Andrew Cancio stopped Rene Alvarado in their first matchup. But today was the opposite. Alvarado actually outworked him for a good amount of the fight. I mean, what'd you think?
I thought the first round was probably round of the year. I was like, holy...
That was a
can
good
we
round.
Curse in this?
Yeah, no. It's a podcast.
I was like, holy shit, this is good. Like, I was telling her, I was like, I gotta turn that shit off, the Wilder Ortiz.
Yeah.
Like, let's just focus on this.
Yeah.
And you know what the crazy part is? You know, I'm going, like, I bounce off topic.
Oh, it's all right. Cool.
At the same time that they stopped the fight was at the same time that Wilder knocked out Ortiz. Simultaneously,
right.
The same
You're
exact.
Right.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, like, you know, obviously this isn't videotaped right now, but there's a lot of media members, especially when there's multiple fights on. You know, you're watching the fights that you're here in person, but you also have something on your laptop, on your phone. You know, you're trying to keep up with the whole sport, especially with all the networks on. So there was quite a few of us here on Press Row who had the Wilder Ortiz fight on our laptops, on our phones. And I noticed that, too, that it was a kind of like a parallel stoppage in between both of them, which was kind of interesting. So do you think, you know, I don't want to call the wins over Machado flukes. I mean, what do you think about all this?
I just think Alvarado came to fucking fight. I think,
yeah.
You know,
right, yeah, yeah.
When for him, it's like do or die, you know. I mean, Cancio's going to have more chances. Mm-hmm. You know, he has the pleasure of being promoted by Golden Boy, a big promotional company. And I think they're going to get behind him. You know, he has a good story. You know, he can fight. He sells tickets. And I think for Alvarado was like, shit, I got to win this fucking fight.
Yeah.
And, you know, what was crazy is when upsets like this happen, because I would call it an upset. I mean, not like crazy upset like Reese Joshua, but when they happen and you see the little bit of fans that you drove that, you know, came to support you, it's great to see. Mm-hmm. You know, there was like, I'm not even exaggerating, not to sound messed up, but there was like 10 fans here for Alvarado. And
you're right, yeah.
And I could see, I went ringside to just see what the hell was going on. And It's crazy when you see how berserk they get, and it kills the whole mood of, like,
yeah.
You know, Cancio's momentum.
Absolutely.
The fans. It's crazy.
I mean, like you said, like, Cancio was obviously the draw here. You know, Blythe is, what, 2 hours or plus away from here. And, you know, he has his Ventura County, his L.A. County people.
And he's coming off back-to-back victories right here in the same arena.
So, you know, yeah, those first two events here this year, you know, I think they were pretty much sellouts. So, you know, the crowd showed up for him. But like you said, Alvarado came to fight. He was tagging him a lot, especially the first couple rounds. I was like, oh, you know what? This is going to be a long night. He was tagging him. And now Alvarado has a piece of the WBA World Championship at 130 pounds. How does that change the game for the rest of the world champions?
I think, you know, it's crazy, you know. This is boxing. You never know what you're going to get, you know. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Is he going to give him the trilogy fight as far as, like...
I think that's we're going to see a trilogy. I think Golden Boy's going to make it.
It's going to be, obviously, in his territory. Where are we going to watch it? That's interesting, too.
Yeah.
You know, where's the fight going to take place? But there's a lot of interesting fights at this weight class, you know. I just can't wait to see them unfold.
What do you think, you know, just on your personal opinion, because Santa Cruz fought on the Wilder card today.
Correct.
And he fought for the bigger piece of the WBA.
The super
championship.
Yeah, I'm already lost, you know. I'm like, come on, dude. You know, I get it.
Obviously there's been some conversation, especially on social media and, you know, other things, but do you think Cancio should have got that super designation?
Absolutely, man. You know, he beat the guy, and obviously because of the politics in boxing, you know, yeah. Leo has a bigger name, he bigger draw, and but look what happened. Leo won, Cancio lost. So
I know.
I mean, shit. That's how a WBA boxing. Is just gonna justify it.
Yeah. See, that's why we made the decision. Yeah, you're right. And then, you know, transitioning, obviously, you know, there was obviously a fight in Las Vegas today at the MGM Grand on Fox pay-per-view.
Did you guys see it?
Yeah, we had
you
it on
saw
back
the knockout?
Here.
Yeah,
okay. We're showing a cell phone.
Yeah.
We had it on back here. So it was a rematch between Deontay Wilder, WBC heavyweight world champion, and Luis Ortiz. Wilder knocked him out in the first fight in 2018. And that was a good back-and-forth fight as well. And then in this one, Wilder knocks him out again with a straight right. But, at least to me, Ortiz was winning that fight.
Dude, I was watching it with Lily over here. He was winning the whole fucking fight.
Yeah.
Literally, I was like, every other round, I was like, oh, shit, he rocked him. He was hitting him with the body. You know, he came in great shape. He was hitting him with overhand lefts. You know, he was boxing him. And you could tell Wilder was getting a little desperate. Mm. Like, he was just, like, kind of like, oh, shit, you know, is this going to happen for me? But like he said, he only has to be perfect for 2 seconds.
Yep.
And he hit him with a short right, and boom. Well, it was a short right, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I kept looking back and forth.
He had just
hit him with a short right,
it.
And boom. But the crazy thing about that knockout is if you look closely to Ortiz's reaction once he got dropped, it was the same exact reaction that, what's that guy that Triple G dropped?
This year?
No. When he fought at MSG, the brother. He dropped him.
He had the beard.
Yeah.
Black guy. Right?
Come on, dude.
Come on, Mike.
I'm having like a big brain fart right now. I haven't eaten like
so
8 hours.
No, he. It was like,
well,
he
look,
had that face.
He had a face like, holy yeah, shit.
Like the power.
That power.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a face like he'd never been hit like that in his life. It was like, oh, shit. So this is the power.
He fought David Lemieux, too, I think, after. Right?
Yeah, but that's my fault. I messed up. I forgot his name.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But it was crazy to see his reaction to the knockout punch. It was just like...
Curtis Stevens.
If you look at side by side right now, whoever's listening to this, Curtis Stevens and King Kong Ortiz, when Stevens got dropped and when Ortiz got knocked out, it was the same facial reaction. Like, fuck, this is power.
Yeah, it was.
And it was when, in my opinion, Ortiz had kind of rocked him. It looked like he was going to go in for the finish.
He did.
And he kind of got like a little bit desperate, should we say, and then he just timed it. Perfection. Straight through the middle. Boom. That was it.
He did, and you know why? That's why Wilder is like the baddest guy right now, because it just takes 2 seconds and it's over like that, you know.
He has that X factor power like he showed tonight.
It's strange to watch because me and Danny were watching him and he's like, his feet are very slow. He stands, you know, with his feet kind of very close together, like he's going to be off balance if he has to move. He doesn't really throw anything great technique. Yeah. All he has is a jab and a crazy good right hand, and he's managed to stay unbeaten, you know?
Yeah.
He's an amateur, he's something like 25 amateur fights and got a bronze medal.
Yeah, that's
unbelievable.
He's awkward, he's unconventional, but man, is he exciting, because it all it takes is one punch and that's it.
I still think that regardless, I think Ortiz still gives problems to a lot of the other heavyweights.
I think so, too. Yeah. But unfortunately, you know, let's see what's next for him, because it's going to take a lot for him to get another big payday like this.
Yeah.
You know, because with him, it's high risk, low reward.
Wow, absolutely.
So let's see what happens. You know, this heavyweight division is booming. I'm super excited about it, you know. In the next 2 weeks, in my opinion, we have the biggest fight of the year.
And Ruiz Joshua, too.
It's going to be a tremendous fight.
Yeah, the heavyweight division is as best as it has been in 20 years, essentially.
But I was surprised we didn't see Tyson Fury ringside for some WWE action, you know?
His trainer was there ringside, Ben Davidson.
Ben Davidson?
Yes. And you know what? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
Buster Douglas was there. I was, like, scrambling to look for him. I wanted to get his reaction for him to look at the knockout, but unfortunately he left. But, yeah, it's crazy, you know? The heavyweight division is really dope right now.
So, in your opinion, who wins in the rematch, Wilder or Fury?
Man, I have no clue. I go back and forth every time I think about it because, you know, obviously Fury was winning the fight. But like I said, like Wilder said, all he needs is one punch. So I don't know. It's a pick'em fight, 50-50, and I just can't wait to see it. It's going to be dope. It's going to be a great fight.
Well, you know, everybody's wrapping up here, so, you know, we'll let you go, Constantino. But, you know, we like to thank you for jumping on.
No, thanks for the invitation.
The bonus show here on the last round, here from the Fantasy Springs Casino at the Cancio Alvarado 2 rematch. Go ahead and plug your YouTube channel again, everything you've
all
got.
All right, my YouTube channel is Little Giant Boxing. And I just want to say real quick, this is pretty dope, you know. I work for, I hope you guys don't get upset for plugging another podcast.
It's all right.
Steve Kim's and Mario Lopez's podcast.
Yeah.
I edited the 3 knockdown rule. So it's crazy to see the other side of this, you know, actually
we're
talking.
Here too, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to subscribe. Too. This is fun. This is good.
Yeah, yeah. That's why we invested in this thing, man. So yeah, it works.
Don't tell Steve about it.
I won't. You know, I'll keep that your little secret. All right, we're going to bounce right now. But, yeah, subscribe to Little Giant Boxing and, you know.
Follow you on Twitter.
And follow
Instagram.
Me on Twitter at Constantino, Constantino. Appreciate you guys.
All right, guys. And follow us at The Last Round 12 on social media. And we'll see you guys next week. This is The Last Round.
Thanks for supporting and listening to the show. Follow us at The Last Round 12 on social media. Rate, review, and subscribe. This is The Last Round Podcast.